Welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast, episode 20. I'm your host, Melissa Shannon, founder of DigitalScrapbookingHQ.com. And I'm here with some inspiration for scrapbooking your December. Today, I've got a special guest with me, Bobby Jo Greenwood. Bobby is a 33-year-old mother with four gorgeous girls and she's wife to her amazing husband. She lives in Saskatchewan, Canada, and prides herself on the fact she can spell it. She's a portrait photographer, avid scrapbooker, and a blog manager for howdoesshe.com, and it works for Bobby. This is her fourth year in participating in December Daily, so I'm excited to have her come and share what she loves about it and how she fits it in to her busy December. Welcome, Bobby.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. It's a pleasure to get you on. And, I've given everyone just a little taste of what you're up to. So is there anything you'd like to share about how your scrapbooking fits in to your busy life?
Well, I don't think it would fit in if I just tried to naturally let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all very busy these days. Having children running around just adds to that. So I actually oftentimes have to schedule in time for scrapbooking and make it a priority, even putting it on my calendar. So the family knows this is my scrapbooking time. Don't interrupt me.
So how do you scrapbook? What do you use? Paper, pixels?
I've done a little bit of both. I primarily use physical product. I like to feel the paper in my hands and manipulate it and craft that way. But I have done some digital scrapbooking, and now I get into a little bit of the hybrid. I like to add a little bit of digital interest to some paper pages.
Yeah, I noticed you've been following along with Kathy Zilsicki's 30 Days of Thanks there, and you've been doing some digital pages from what I can tell for that.
Yes. I really, really like using templates.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a drag and drop thing, and it's an easy way to fit a project like 30 Days of Thankful into my life. And you end up with a nice album at the end that you can cherish, and it didn't take a whole lot of time.
Yeah, I love templates too, for sure. So what attracted you to get started with December Daily?
We moved a province away mm-hmm. about 5 years ago. So we were about 8 hours away from our closest family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really wanted to make our December something special for our children, mm-hmm. considering they wouldn't necessarily have many Decembers with family members. And so I decided to start doing a December Daily album.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly the album is just the afterthought in a way. I like to plan out the activities and make the December really special for my kids.
Mm. So that's interesting. I was in the similar situation when I first did December Daily. I was about 8 hours away from family as well. So I guess it does, you know, when you're apart, you do sort of make the effort. You do your own things rather than going to, you know, just sort of getting swept along with the current of what everyone else is doing, I guess.
Absolutely. You want to make your own memories happen. So sometimes it takes some planning, but it's possible to do.
So what keeps you coming back? Why do you love December Daily?
Well, my first answer would be it makes December stretch out. It makes it last longer for the kids. But if I'm honest, it's really for me. I love December, and I love some of my fondest memories are Christmas activities that I would do with my family. So I want to pass that tradition along to my kids. So, I think we've evolved a little bit from our first December daily activities, but as the kids grow, we kind of change the activities to suit them, and we have a lot of fun doing it. It's fantastic. It makes December stretch out. It makes Christmas stretch out through the whole month. It's great.
Mm. So it sounds to me like are you specifically planning an activity for each day that you're then documenting? Is that how you're approaching it, or...?
Yeah, that's how we approach it. I know others just try to find something special in each day. We try to plan something special for each day. But It's not always planning something new. We often just take out the calendar in November and look at what's already planned in the community or in our church, and add that to the list and then fill in the blank spaces with our own activities and ideas.
So do you use any sort of resources, or do you just, you know, have a look on Pinterest or whatever catches your eye, something that you think your children might enjoy? Or how do you go about getting those Christmassy activities?
Well, we have a few of our token favorites that we like to do each year. I like to change where they are in the month. Oftentimes, we like to make paper snowflakes, so that's always in there. We like to dress in our pajamas and go look at Christmas, drive around looking at Christmas lights, and we do that each year.
Yeah, we do that too.
Yeah, oh, it's the best. And in the past, there's some trial and error that also helps us decide. We tried the sleeping in front of the Christmas tree, which always ended up in children fighting and eventually ended up in their own beds. But that didn't work. So this year we're going to try a picnic in front of the Christmas tree, and hopefully that will go over better. So some of it's trial and error. Some of the things we see that worked really well, we want to repeat. And then when I'm stuck for ideas, I definitely hit Pinterest. For inspiration, because there are some pretty creative people out there that are willing to share their ideas.
Yeah, there's lots of inspiration. I've got an interview coming up with the author of Truth in the Tinsel as well. That's something I'm going to be using this year with my daughter. Has various little ornaments that you can make as part that tell the story of Christmas. So, yeah, there's a lot
great.
Of awesome resources out there for sure. I just love that you have this really different approach. I guess a lot of people are like, oh, it's going to be so overwhelming if I try to even document, whereas you're taking it a step further and you're actually using this tool as a way to make your Christmas fun. I think it's a great idea, and you've been doing it for 4 years, so it obviously is working for you.
Yes, it definitely works for me, but it does take planning. Like I said, I have to take out the calendar in October or November, start to see what my December is going to look like, and plan the activities accordingly. There are some days that I can already see in my calendar will be a busy day. And so that day we might just say the activity will be open to surprise for mom and dad, and it might be a chocolate bar or something. Another day might be read a Christmas story. So it could be something, an activity that doesn't have to cost any money and can take 5 or 10 minutes. So I kind of plan my month around what my schedule is already looking like and try to plan simpler activities on my busy days. And then the days where we have some time to spend together, we'll maybe plan to go tobogganing or skating, or we like to go to see a Christmas movie. And so I plan ahead and try to earn free movie passes leading up to Christmas, and to try to cut the cost down a little bit.
That's a great idea. So as a photographer then, how do you go about documenting those? Do you take photos of each activity, or how do you go about that?
I really do try to take pictures of every activity that we do. My kids have grown up with a camera on their face, so they're pretty cooperative most of the time. But honestly, it's about the activity. And so if I don't happen to get a photo, it's not the end of the world. If I know that we decorated a gingerbread house that night and we were so involved in the activity, I didn't have time to stop and take a photo, I'll just take a photo of the finished gingerbread house the next day and include that in my album. Or I can even go online and find generic images that are free to use and pop that into my album and then just write about what we did that day. So I try to get photos as much as I can, but it doesn't always happen. That's just reality. And so we make do.
So do you scrapbook each day? Do you do foundation pages? How do you go about actually scrapbooking the December?
That's a great question. my method changes year to year, depending on how busy I am and how on the ball I am with planning ahead. Generally, I like to put together a very, very basic album with spaces for 4x6 pictures to go into. So literally, once December hits, I'm just plopping pictures in as I get them into a completed album. When that doesn't happen, I don't freak out too badly. And I I plan to create an album after the fact, or I'll just include it in. I do Project Life,
Oh, yes.
so there have been years where I've simply just incorporated the December Daily into my Project Life album, and just that's just page protectors that have openings for 4x6 pictures and 3x4 cards. And so I'll just incorporate it that way as well. So I've done both ways. I have several mini albums from December Dailies, but I think 1 year I've done it just with my Project Life, and I found that a lot less intimidating.
So, do you have a plan for this year on how you're going to scrapbook it?
I'd like to do a mini album this year. I'm thinking I'm going to just get a 6x6 album and do very simple pages and do it that way. I may even do it digitally. I really like Allie Edwards' kits that she puts out, and I think I might just go digital this year.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting to see. Since you're participating in 30 Days of Thankful, I'm thinking you're going to be doing a lot of scrapbooking in these 2 months.
It's turning out that way. Maybe I bit off more than I can chew, but so far it's been easy to keep up with. Digital templates are fabulous for that. I'm a big of digital scrapbooking for saving time and simplifying the process.
Yeah, and I've just been looking at your pages, and it's the journaling is so heartfelt and everything. I love that. And I guess that's what, you can spend more time on if you're not sort of hunting through your suppliers to find that matching cardstock or whatever.
That's exactly it. I think it's about the experience. Scrapbooking it is kind of the afterthought for me. It's the way of preserving it, but ultimately it's about the story. It's about the event that happened and how we spent time together. So I like to focus my energy on that, and the creative part comes afterwards.
I just think it's a really a great idea, and I love that you're taking the opportunity to make this time really special for your children. It's awesome. So, if you had one tip to give people who were considering December Daily, what would that be?
Keep it simple. That's in every way. Keep it simple in planning your activities. Keep your album simple. Keep the whole process as simple as you can, because you're meant to enjoy the holiday as well. It's not just, you don't need to be stressed out constantly worrying about planning things. Several of our activities are very, very, very simple. Just one activity would be addressing Christmas card envelopes and putting those together. That's one of the activities. And another could be just watching a Christmas video. So, I mean, keep it simple so that you can really enjoy it. Kids, and even as adults, I think you could do a December daily if you have grown children, or even if you're on your own, do something for yourself. Just keep it simple so that you can enjoy the process and not be too concerned with the details.
Well, that is certainly a tip I can resonate with. Yeah, keeping it simple is a really good way to go. I found that helped me having a framework for how I was going to do things. Like last year, I used a list of prompts, and it just really helped keep things simple in my head. I'm not thinking, what am I going to do? And I just love the fact that you're so good at pulling out the calendar and getting it all down. I think we'd all probably benefit. I have to admit, I haven't even really looked at my December calendar yet. So I've got
Planning
10.
really helps take the stress out of it. It really, really does. It only takes 5 minutes to pull it out and look. And the way that we do it is an advent type idea. And so the kids will open an envelope each morning to find out what that activity will be. So even just the act of opening the envelope and getting excited to see what it is half of the excitement. So the actual activity doesn't have to be over the top. And it doesn't even have to be an activity. It could be, something each day to photograph, or something each day to write your thoughts down about, or something each day that reminds you of Christmas. I mean, really, the possibilities are endless.
So now that everyone's heard a little bit more about you, Bobby, and I'm sure that they're keen to find out more about what you're up to, do you have anything that you'd like to share that's coming up for for you online, or that people might be interested to hear about?
You can find me at howdoesshe.com, And in December, we're going to be sharing several gift ideas for neighbors and teachers, ideas that are simple and inexpensive that you can do that are unique and interesting that you might find fun to give to teachers and neighbors and friends. So we'll be doing that on howdoeshe.com in the month of December.
Well, that's a great idea. Well, I'm sure everyone will be able to head over to howdoeshe.com and check that out. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about Bobbi, her own blog is itworksforbobbi.com. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Bobbi. It's been so great to hear your different take on December Daily. And I love hearing how everyone has their own method to make it work.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you so much to Bobbi for her time. If you'd like to hear more from Bobbi, you can head over to itworksforbobbi.com or to find out more about the December gift and activities, head over to howdoeshe.com. For more information about this episode of the December Daily Inspiration Podcast, head to decemberdaily.com/20. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen today. If you head over to decemberdaily.com/20, you'll be able to check out all the show notes and download your free word art. You could use this word art as a prompt to get you thinking about your December, or it would also work for any sort of scrapbook page. So head over and check it out. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.